There will be no intelligence reform legislation from Congress before the election. Today, House representatives and senators who were trying to negotiate a compromise bill said they have given up. The conference committee will try again during the lame duck session after the election, but the lead negotiators say they're still divided over issues that have also blocked previous intelligence reform efforts. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The bipartisan 9/11 commission said the U.S. government's intelligence apparatus needs to be restructured if the country is to prepare for future terrorist attacks, and both presidential candidates agreed reform is necessary. But after weeks of negotiation, Republican Congressman Peter Hoekstra of Michigan today said he and the other members of the House-Senate Conference Committee could not design a reform agreeable to both chambers.
The progress we've made has been slow. It is not definitive. We have not reached agreement.
Hoekstra and the other conferees, speaking with reporters by telephone, said they would resume negotiations after the election. The holdout so far has been the House Republican leadership. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, plus the Democratic leadership in the House, support an intelligence reform bill that passed the Senate. That proposal would create a new national intelligence director with authority over all the intelligence agencies in the U.S. government. The Pentagon now controls most intelligence resources. Military leaders fear that if a civilian office gains budgetary and operational authority over intelligence resources, priorities might shift. Less attention might be given to tactical and operational intelligence needed by battlefield commanders, while more emphasis might be given to strategic intelligence, the big-picture analyses favored by the CIA. Air Force General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, weighed in on the dispute with a letter outlining the military concerns. That letter apparently contradicted the White House's own position favoring a restructuring of the intelligence leadership. But Richard Cohn of the University of North Carolina says he has known and followed General Myers for years and finds it hard to believe he would challenge his civilian superiors.
He argues, I think, very vociferously a military point of view behind closed doors, but a letter like that appears to me to be something that the administration either wanted or encouraged, or perhaps he was even ordered to give a viewpoint that he undoubtedly held himself personally. But I don't think he really is in conflict with the White House.
Some supporters of the Senate bill suspect the Bush administration is not enthusiastic about the sweeping intelligence reforms contained in that legislation. The White House may have quietly welcomed General Myers' letter because it had the effect of slowing the drive toward reform while still allowing the administration to appear to be supporting the effort. Richard Cohn, an expert on civil-military relations, says the question of how intelligence authority should be divided between civilian and military agencies is a serious one and needs to be considered carefully. He, for one, thinks the political pressures generated by the election campaign may have hurt the reform effort more than helped it.
I think the country will be best served by waiting a few weeks or months. I think the pressure for change is there, but right now it's just being done in a kind of a white-hot atmosphere, and the opportunity for something really dumb to happen is much higher.
Advocates of intelligence reform have hoped that in the aftermath of 9/11, the momentum for change would be unstoppable, but the issue has so far not grabbed the public's attention as much as reformers thought it would. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.